Good morning, good morning, good morning. All right, guys, here's the deal. It's hot. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day, but it's hot, so we're going to make this short and sweet. Keith and Jamie are away. But, you know, I know last week Keith was finishing up Matthew chapter 4. Next week he's going to be into the Beatitudes and all the good stuff there. But there's these a couple of verses he left hanging and left it for me. So when I was reading it, you know, I didn't have a lot of time to prepare, so I thought, well, I'm just going to talk to you a few minutes about this last couple of verses, because they're very important before we go into the chapter 5. And, you know, I worked late yesterday, and I'm like, I don't have a lot, but, you know, these are pivotal, important verses to understand, so I'm going to just talk a little bit about it. But in Matthew 4, I'm going to take them glasses off, put on my other glasses so I can see. Here's what it said. So after the disciples followed him, it says immediately they left the boat and their family and followed him. And here's where it picks up. And Jesus went through all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, or the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease among the people. And his fame spread. And they brought to him everybody that was sick and afflicted of various diseases. And then it says, the last verse, and it says, the great crowds followed him from Galilee and Decapolis and from Jerusalem and Judea and from everywhere beyond the Jordan. But here's what I want to pull out of that. It says, here's what Jesus did, and this is what his ministry was about. He went around proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. Now, if you're going to advertise something, you know, that's what proclaiming means. It means letting everybody know, advertising it, telling it. Why is Jesus proclaiming this good news? What is the good news and what is the kingdom? So to contrast that, we have to talk about what we do know. And that is the other side of the kingdom. See, there's two sides. Peter, it says, we've been transferred, if we're following Jesus, from the kingdom of darkness into what? The kingdom of light. So there's this contrast between these two systems. You want to play the game of the kingdom of darkness? Well, we know how to do that. We were born into that. So the world, it says, don't love the world and the things that are in the world. See, this is another system. So how do we define what the world is? I would define it this way. Any system or way of being that sets itself up to live, that's committed to live and make life work apart from God, without God. Now that sounds familiar. You look at our government, you look at anything, all the worldly systems are that. They're a kingdom without a king. You know, remember the picture in the scripture of the Babylon? What were they trying to do? The Tower of Babel, they were trying to build up and do life and reach this pinnacle without God, and he had to tear it down. He's always committed to tearing those systems down eventually. Everything that sets itself up above the knowledge of Christ. And so that's the system, that thing that we live in, that thing that wants us to do things that are outside the kingdom of God. But John the Baptist came proclaiming, hey, there's something else coming. And he says, to prepare for what's coming, you need to do something. There's a physical thing you need to do in order to usher that kingdom in. He said, repent. Like, turn, change your mind. Turn away from that worldly system. And in the Gospel of Mark, it says, and believe in the gospel. It says, repent, and then believe in this one who says he's different. And so here's Jesus, and John's pointing to him and said, that is the way. And then Jesus himself says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father outside of me. So that's the kingdom. And what's the good news of that kingdom? The good news of the kingdom is, we find it in Isaiah 61 where Jesus says, hey, here's the deal. The Spirit of the Lord is on me to proclaim good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to set people in bondage free. That's the description of what the kingdom is like. That And he says to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Many times Jesus, as he's taught going around proclaiming the kingdom, he's saying, the good news is it's here. Meaning Jesus, I am here. I'm here among you. You can't do it without me. So guess what? I came to you. That's the good news. And if you will believe him and repent and begin to follow him, then you are transferred from that kingdom of darkness that never will satisfy into the kingdom of life. That's a beautiful thing. And so when we read in Isaiah of all those things, he says, I'm here to give an exchange. I'm going to take your mourning and your grief and turn it into praise and worship and joy. So what is it that you need to bring to him as you consider changing from one kingdom, the worldly kingdom, into his kingdom? Is life going to be perfect? No. But it's going to be worth it. His presence, if you get to see him and know him and understand him and begin to follow him, it's worth it. Even if he doesn't change the pain, his presence is worth going through that pain to get there. Even if he doesn't heal us. You know, let's say you got a pain. I've got a lot. The older I get, Pops, I get a lot more pains. But I know there's people who have a lot more than me, who maybe have lived with debilitating diseases or pain or loss of limbs, that kind of thing. And that's real. And he can heal those things. But what I want you to know, everything that Paul's proclaiming and the disciples who walked with him are proclaiming, is that even if he doesn't heal that, being in his presence is worth enduring that. For what purpose? Jesus said, I want you to proclaim with me the kingdom so that I can be glorified, that my name would be lifted up. Why is that important? That his name be lifted up. Because we live in a world who's lifting up other things. They're lifting up worldly systems. Look at all the entertainment and the shows and the things around us and just the way people interact with each other nowadays. It's no different than way back then, but it is seeming getting progressively worse. You see, there's a system at play, and it's not right. There's something deep inside of us that knows it's not right. You remember there was a movie Chris Rock did years ago called Head of State, and there's a pivotal picture of when he's coming on the stage. Here's this outsider politician trying to figure it out, and he stands up there, and he begins to say, you know, you guys are working two jobs just to have enough money to be broke. That ain't right. Remember that? And people started responding, and he kept on. He said, your schools are messed up. That ain't right. You work hard all your life to get a pension and all they give you is a pen. That ain't right. And you know, that thing that, and people started responding and he was trying to tap into that. And that's real. But politics, there's no worldly system that's going to solve that. That thing deep inside of us that says, it ain't right. That sense of justice that says, man, this is not right. I wasn't made for this. The good news of the gospel is, you are made for another kingdom, and it's here. And the day of the Lord's favor is now. You can enter into that kingdom and experience his presence and his goodness in the middle of this worldly system, saying being in the world but not of the world. And one day when he comes, his kingdom is here, it's now, but the truth of the gospel is it's here, but it's also not yet. That the same one that came to buck that system, not to, you know, the disciples thought he was going to come and overthrow the government and all of those things. That probably needed to happen, but he says, I'm not going to do it through your ways. I'm going to do it through a suffering servant, one that went right to the cross and paid for our sins. That was such an act of rebellion against the worldly systems, like who says the only way you can get on top is to overcome and to dominate and violence and all those things. Jesus said, I didn't come for that. But when he comes back, he's coming to bring his full and final reign. What is the kingdom? It means it's a system of ruling over the world. Not just God's domain, but all of the world. And when he comes back, that's what's coming into play. Make no mistake, he will rule over all those systems and change it. But he says, here's in the meantime, you can be part of this kingdom, this new kingdom. How do we do that? Inviting that kingdom into our lives. And there's no, again, it's not just about the kingdom, it's about the king of that kingdom. You see, a kingdom without him as king is hell. It ain't good. We've experienced that. And I don't want to experience that in its finality. I want to experience and pray for his kingdom coming. It's when he taught his disciples, he said, here's how you pray. Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And here's the next part. Your kingdom come. Your will be done just like it is on earth, just like it is in heaven. And that's in my own heart. That's my daily prayer. God, may your kingdom come into my heart. How does the kingdom come into the world? When we as believers and followers accept that kingdom and we bring that kingdom to bear, what does that mean? We bring that kingdom up against these worldly systems. How does that happen? Well, you're going to see it next week when Keith gets into the Beatitudes. Loving your enemy. What the worldly system says, you have an enemy, crush him, oppose him. Jesus says, if you have an enemy, love him. Give yourself up for him. You see, there's no defense. The worldly system has no defense against that, against love. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ, bringing love up against it. You remember in Karate Kid when he did the crane stance? The whole reason that was so effective is there was no understood and known defense against that. And that's what it's like when you love your enemy. There's no defense against that. The kingdom of darkness don't know what to do with that, so they run. Just like in James, it says, submit to God, right? That's part of bringing the kingdom into our life. So submit to him first, and then resist the enemy. With violence? No, with the kingdom. Resist him, and what is promised? He will flee from you. Test that out. Next time you're tempted to bring the worldly system into bear in your daily decisions in life, stop, think, is this the kingdom of darkness or is this the kingdom of Christ? And bring that kingdom to bear against those things. Don't act the way that is natural in the worldly kingdom systems. Act in a, not just an unnatural, a supernatural way by allowing his kingdom to flow through you in loving the world around you. So Jesus went through all of these areas teaching in the synagogue and proclaiming this good news of the gospel. And when he left, he's like, here's what I want y'all to do until I come back, until you see it in its finality, when all of earth and heaven's made new. I want you to proclaim the same thing. That when you see those things that ain't right, bring the kingdom against it. How? In doing those commands of Jesus. See, he came not only to proclaim that and to teach that, but also to show the power of that kingdom by healing the sick, going all around and casting out the demons. And it's interesting that he said when he went away, and he said, and you know what? Greater things than I've done will you do once I'm gone and the Holy Spirit's with you. That's one of the great areas of unbelief of the church is we don't believe it and don't act that way. That he said, man, that's what it's like. You proclaim this kingdom, you live this kingdom, and when you do, remember that scene when the disciples came back and they had first tested this out? He sent them out two by two in the world, and man, they were proclaiming the kingdom, and they saw people delivered and healed, and they saw demons flee. And they came back to Jesus and said, man, even the devils were subject to us in your name. And Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. He saw the kingdom of darkness being struck down in those moments. And guys, we live that way in the hope of the final, that time when he comes back, when all those things that ain't right are made right. That is the hope that's in us, that we wait for that moment. Like Mark says, not only repent, but we actually believe what Jesus is saying about the kingdom. And that's my prayer, that as you think about those verses of this in-between time when they began to follow him and then Jesus went out through all this place proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, How can you proclaim it in the next decision you make today and tomorrow when you come up against that ugly worldly system, the injustices that are all around us in politics and systems and relationships around you, people trying to put you down? How can you bring the kingdom of light to bear there? That's my prayer, that we would learn to do that. And the only way you can learn to do that is to follow Jesus closely and see how he did it. Let's pray. Father, if you don't do this work in us, in me, we can't do it. But Father, the good news is that you have come. You've shed your blood for our sin, and we are made right in your eyes as we repent and follow you. And Father, we live by this hope that one day you will come and set it all right, finally. But until then, God, help us to be faithful. And not only proclaiming the gospel, the good news, but proclaiming your kingdom around us in every way that Satan is trying to set up his own kingdoms of all this stuff that sets itself up above and apart from the knowledge of Christ. Empower us with your spirit. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. And thank you for this beautiful day. Even though it's warm, I pray peace over those that are here as they spread out and go through all different parts of the city. May your spirit go with us. And may your kingdom go out from this parking lot and impact the world around Birmingham. Amen.